Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is good? Gosh, it feels good to be back. Man, I feel like we've been gone a while.
Yeah, I mean, got to take a little break every now and then, you know?
Especially. Well, you know, like, you know, things happen. You know, hey, you know, fire, you know, I watched my, last week, I watched my boy graduate high school, so.
Fire.
Not that fire. You know, I went ahead and may or may not have torn my calf muscle. Trash.
Yeah, that's trash.
It's absolute trash. But heating pads, those are fire. Why did I not have one of those before?
No, you're sloughing, bro.
Sloughing. Heating pads, fire. But, you know, the bottom line is, hey, you know, there was a lot going on last week. And, you know, hey, we don't put out a subpar product, you know, since we don't do a review, and we're not a review show, whatnot, you know, that. And, you know, in my opinion, you know, some of the shows, quote unquote, especially that last week, really wasn't much to talk about to me.
It's been a pretty uneventful couple of weeks, so.
Yes.
Until the past couple of days, though.
Right, and I will be at Money in the Bank. Fire?
Yeah, that is fire.
So we will be doing a recording from the hotel room, you know, that week. But, or who knows, maybe we'll just record it on Monday when I get back. Because it is a pay-per-view, so we can do whatever we want. But, you know, hey, we are back. This is a WTFW podcast here on the WWE podcast. You know, Mean to Mean, Kanye Twitty. And, you know, if this is your first time here, we're not your review show. We're not your dad's show or your cousin's, sister's, mama's, stepdog's show. We are a different show. And we're here just to point out what is fire, what is trash. And, you know, for sure what the Lunchable breaks are. And if you're not sure what a Lunchable break is, 24/7 title comes on television. What do you do? That's a Lunchable break. The Miz, awesome hits. What do you do? You know, Baron Corbin comes out. What do you do? Lunchable, because they make us happy. But, you know, hey, there's two huge things in the news, and we're just going to get it out of the way, because, I mean, we obviously can't ignore the fact that they're happening. You know, let's get your thoughts on the first one. Because I mean, I'm still not sure how I feel about it. You know, Jeff Hardy and, man, the video is pretty disturbing. I mean, it's out there, of his little stop by the fuzz, but Jeff Hardy is, you know, right before, you know, we got that match coming up, you know, like, you go ahead, take this, you know, what's the thoughts on Jeff Hardy? That's gangster how he's frozen like that. We are having technical difficulties. Right now, Mean to Mean is his arms crossed with his Blackpool Combat Club shirt on, looking like the cover of a 90s hip-hop record. Hello? Hello? I don't know what's going on. Look. He looks gangster. Oh, there you go. Okay, we may or may not have had technical difficulties. We're frozen for a while. We've reset. We do it live. Yeah, I don't care what casuals. We like. We may take notes. We may, but we have a lot to cover. But as far as recording, like, we don't do any editing. Like, we've had my cat meowing in heat in the middle of a. And somebody thought it was chickens. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Go back and ask if we had chickens at our house. And what's funny is now I got 8 chickens outside my window. So no, right into it. Get it out of the way. Jeff Hardy arrested again. Another DUI. Scary, scary stuff. He was obviously, you know, 0.28 something like he trashed.
Yeah. He was, I mean, but also when you've been doing the lifestyle that Jeff does, like that sort of high level doesn't necessarily mean he's wasted. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he couldn't do the DUI test because he couldn't keep from falling down.
Oh yeah, no, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, a 0.29 is going to affect you way more than it's going to affect him. Is all I'm saying, because he's so used to it. No, I'm not saying by any means that he was capable of driving. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that. I mean,
all I'm saying, he makes $2.5 million a year salary.
It's a disappointment. It's a disappointment, is what it is. He let all of the fans down, and I'm sure he knows that. But he was just getting this great run for the end of his career. Just a great, great push. I mean, for all we know, it could have been them for that championship that was that we had on Wednesday. You know what I mean? And instead went to the Young Bucks. And I feel like that would have been a great final push for them to get that title. And, you know, it's disappointing too for Matt, because Matt's still got to do it. And he's got to now revert back to his solos run, which was not that great in the first place. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate. You know, he, like I said, it's disappointing. He let everyone down. And
yeah. My thing is, he makes $2.5 million a year in salary. If you want to go out and get trashed, you can't afford an Uber.
Yeah. You can't ask a friend to DD for you. You can't pay for a driver for a night. Like,
you know, I don't have a problem with getting trash or this and that. Like, I really don't. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
in my life,
you want to get drunk.
Yeah, just as long as you're not hurting other people. And thank God he's been stopped so many times instead of what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, he's been found in the hallway of a door of a house before. You know, he's been pulled over. You know, how many more times till. I mean, he's got to be one of the luckiest people I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
In that sense, for sure.
I just, you know, I don't like to you know, like really blur the line between personal and the gimmicks that we support and that we pay for and watch. But yeah, I have to say that, for all intents and purposes, the help is there. The help's been tried to be given, but in the bottom line, it's the person's choice. And the fact that this happened, trash.
Trash. Absolute trash.
Absolute trash. All right. So second one. This is a touchy one, and I'm going to tiptoe a little bit on this because
I'm going to tiptoe with you because
there's not a lot of information for one. For two, you know, I don't want to, it's not my place to put my opinion anywhere because it truthfully, in the end, without social media and the internet and all this, this is none of our business.
That because it's like you said, there's not enough information yet. Like, we can all speculate and we can all make Vince the villain that he always has played so well. But in all actuality, until any sort of evidence comes out, no one really knows what has gone on.
Right.
So I'm not there to jump to conclusions either. So until more info comes out, I'm just going to kind of leave that one, you know, as a whole, it's trash because the fact that we even have to sit here and try and speculate, there's obviously
wrestling to escape these things.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so overall the whole thing's trash, but I'm not going to give Vince a fire or trash rating until I know more, you know?
Right.
So
I will give him a trash for one reason. Vince McMahon. I thought he was doing the right thing, you know, stepping down while investigation's going on. I like that. You know, and try, but then there was fine print in that writing.
Yeah, but I mean, did he really step down? I understand.
There was no reason for him to be on SmackDown. None.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a weird flex.
But I think also, he went out there as in character. You know what I mean? And
but
so
if
Vince is going to be Vince, then he's going to be Mr. McMahon, you know? And that's – so.
I thought it was trash that he came out there. I was scared of what he was going to say. But ultimately, it felt to me like a weird flex, just a real arrogant flex.
Yeah.
And I thought that it – because there was no purpose, there was no reasoning, there was nothing tied into storyline with it. To me, Vince coming out on SmackDown for the first time in a long time that I've ever said this, Vince on TV to me was trash.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
You're trending on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah. Good. They're done. We got it out of the way. I hope the people that, you know, for when we talk about wrestling, we're like, you know, sometimes a certain storyline, a certain gimmick just isn't for me, you know? Well, yeah. Those subjects and those two storylines, they ain't for us. We're here on WFW. We're here to talk wrestling. So, you know, let's switch it up and let's dive right into some Monday Night Raw trash. I don't want to fire you. I want some trash.
The Becky fighting Dana Brooke 24/7. I mean, 24/7 anything for Becky is that's trash. It's trash.
Preach.
It's trash. How does she go from being the Raw Women's Champ to fighting for the 24/7 title? Like, I don't. It absolutely blows my mind, and it is trash.
I could not. I almost stopped watching the episode because it was so much trash.
Yeah,
I didn't even want to have a Lunchable. I didn't even want to eat a Lunchable.
The fact
I wanted to burn my Lunchables.
I've been looking at Twitter the past couple of days a lot because of all of the stuff that's been going on. And I've been seeing so many people talk about taking a break from WWE. And that's real. I mean,
it is real. If we weren't doing the show and I was just casually, wink, wink, watching at home, I agree with your brother right now. AEW just is entertaining me. It's just there right now. And this cruise control of WWE right now is just they're recycling. And I understand, you know what? No, I don't understand. Because, there's a bunch of injuries. Yeah, I understand that. Randy Orton, you know, Cody Rhodes. Okay. But you have a deep roster. You have a lot of people. If you go all the way to NXT, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you can't tell me that you can't come up with a new storyline or a new anything. And every match on almost every show, even the upcoming pay-per-view. Yeah, I said pay-per-view. It's what?
Yeah.
What? I am foreshadowing, people. But we'll get to that later. So, no, 100% agreeance with you. The minute that they started parading out in the middle of Why? Becky Lynch, 24/7 title. That happened.
Trash.
And she lost.
Yeah.
Trash. Dana Brooke won. Trash. Yo, my... Miss Kanye Twitty's over here just whispering, fire. trash. All right. What else we got?
I don't know how everyone's going to feel about this one, but I think that the Judgment Day turning on Edge, that's trash. He's the only thing that was keeping that thing together. Like none of that. That's the whole reason why all three of like not as much Finn, in my opinion, but Damian especially is like he would be nowhere right now had it not been for Edge. So I don't like, and it's Edge's promo work that keeps it going. I mean, Rhea did an amazing promo herself, and I'm not so much worried about Rhea, but I just don't think that it has as much bearing without him in it. You know, that's like if Malakai Black left the House of Black, like would anybody, you know what I mean? Would they even be as powerful? Yeah. So I don't know. In my opinion, that's trash.
I got a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I thought it was trash too at first, but then I realized how much I was popping for it and it dawned on me. It's ingenious. Absolutely ingenious. Because Edge, not only did they need, and this is one, like they shuffled some things around. I know that this had to have been because of the Cody Rhodes injury. They need a top babyface. However, they didn't have one. But they created a whole slew of a storyline because, A, first point, Finn Balor, I mean, in real life, in reality, he is a trainer. He is a world-renowned superstar. I mean, he's the reason we have Becky Lynch back in wrestling at all. And he is the perfect person, either him or AJ, but him better, to be a leader of that group is fire to me. The fact that, I mean, Edge looked like he was dead. He sold it beyond the shadow of a doubt. My lasting image was that bar in his mouth, just amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The thing is now Edge can come back. It not only is a babyface, but he has a whole storyline now with two established. He gets to put them over. He will do a better job putting over Finn Balor and Damian Priest against them than he would leading them. And I think it's just beautiful because now these guys get to have pay-per-view matches with Edge.
I
think it's fire because I wasn't sure where it was going to go.
Yeah. I'll agree with you on that for sure. It's like a lot of fire came out of it, but the fact that Edge is way better as a heel than a babyface.
I know what's happening here.
Yeah.
Your fanboy showing.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
I see it. You know what I mean? I see it because I felt it too. But as it played out, and because of Edge's impeccable, amazing, all the amazing things he does, and I don't like to use the word acting, but all the amazing things he does outside of being in the ring or on a microphone, I mean, it's Paul Heyman-esque. It's MJF-esque. Like, he is all in. And he sells every bit of the moment when he is on that camera.
100%.
100. I mean, I'm only now reappreciating Edge for how great he is, you know? And, you know, when he was, you know, on his heyday with, you know, with Christian and Hardy's and all that, I mean, I was younger and, you know, it was a spot. I remember it fondly because it was spot, you know, amazing matches.
Yeah,
but now as we're older and we get to see it from a different light and whatnot, I am so appreciative of what he does when he's a can't miss on when the camera's on. He's in Roman's terms, he's a needle mover.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he poked your attention, but that's gonna bring me to some trash.
All right,
I don't care what's coming up in the third hour. I don't care what's coming up in the second hour. I don't care if I don't even know what matches are coming up. You can even start Raw and not even tell me yet what the main event's going to be. I actually like that when you don't know what the main event is, you don't have one, but the story throughout the episode creates that main event.
Yeah, yeah.
But bro, like this is a permanent trash. Perma-trash. Permanent. The countdown clock.
Yeah.
Knock it off. You're insulting my intelligence. You're insulting me as a fan who's already set aside 3 hours to watch this product.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here already. You know? I don't need you to hold my hand.
Why are you making it easier for the casual fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. The casual fan can see that clock and be like, you know what? I'm going to go eat Lunchables for an hour and 25 minutes. And then I'll get on Bleacher Report and get the rest of the show.
Yeah.
No. I think that the countdown clock is offensive to the, not even diehard fans, but the invested fans. What they call the WWE universe. All right. Yeah. They're insulting us. And I think that is a slap in the face. Yeah. I do not like it. I don't, it's gotten under my skin. Like, every time that clock comes up, I get mad. You know what I want to do immediately? I want to wait till that clock comes down and then take a Lunchable just out of spite.
Yeah.
But I don't, because it's usually Edge or Cody or... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trap. No.
Trap.
And, man, I will say this. The fight has kept going on in my house. I can't even mention the American Nightmare's name without somebody popping up out of nowhere like a weird commercial, Mentos commercial. Fire!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Yes, the Cody Rhodes-Seth Rollins feud in my house is real. Is real. Real annoying. I say that quietly so she don't hear it. want to know something else? Sidebar this fire. We got matching. Me and the missus got matching God mode t-shirts. Yep. I gotta say this: when you put that shirt on, it's like MJF scarf. It elicits a certain kind of attitude. It makes you feel a certain type. I'm just saying. But all right. You got some fire then. You liked Raw. I didn't. But let's see see if you could put me over on something, because you know maybe it's because I was checked out. You know, it was a long weekend for me. It was a long weekend. I was pretty tired on Monday.
Yeah, there were some decent parts of it. Riddle and Paul Heyman's promo in the beginning was awesome. I said it weeks back that Paul Heyman's permafire. Anytime he cuts a promo, it's just, I have to listen, you know.
Just put Paul Heyman in charge, Vince, of the whole thing.
And Riddle's, he's just progressively getting better and better and better. It's awesome to see.
Right now, if we had an awards, midway awards show, he is the most improved, and that's not even saying that he was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane how much better he is getting week in and week out. And I'm going to say this, even if it's temporary, because, this is his first, push into this realm. But yeah, he is in that realm with Roman, with Seth.
It's believable.
Moxley,
oh, yeah.
You know, when he is on TV right now, You don't want it. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
And he's repaying you for that attention with every single performance, just like Edge. It doesn't matter if it's in the ring or on the mic. Everything he's doing, fire.
Yeah,
Riddle's
fire. Being partners with Randy Orton, you have to step your game up, you know? Otherwise, you're just going to be left in the dust. So
I called into the mailbag back when I first started listening to the WWE podcast. It was right after Riddle had gotten brought up to the main roster, and I had gotten to experience Riddle all through NXT, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I discovered him, because that's when I was really getting back into wrestling. And I said it back, I'd have to find out how far back it was, but somewhere back in the recorded archives, I said specifically that look out for Riddle. At the time, Matt Riddle. I was like, Matt Riddle has superstar, megastar written all over him.
Yeah.
And he's proven that now. Proven it. All right. Fire. Riddle, fire. Paul Heyman, fire.
Zeke announcing that Elias is going to show up.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, fire.
Do you realize that I'm on the edge of my seat, waiting for Raw?
Literally got me so. I have so much anticipation for this for Raw next week that I'm just like, you know.
I wish the listeners could see us on Skype right now, because Mean to Mean was literally doing the Tony D'Angelo finger hand waving thing, just getting an excitement about this. But I gotta say, bro, it doesn't matter. There's so many different ways this could go,
yeah.
But only a few of them would be trash, really. Like,
yeah.
What if? What if they actually got adopted? What? No, what if, let's say the most extreme if. What if he actually is Elias's little brother?
Yeah.
Because if I was a big Elias fan.
That would be big the Elias ultimate fan. The ultimate payoff with this he whole said
that it's going to be Elias. He looks older. So I think they found somebody that kind of looks like Elias, but I think they've been growing a beard this whole time or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care because I'm in. Yeah. You know, it could be even a bad doppelganger, and I'm probably still going to see Kevin Owens react. And now Kevin Owens is going to be running around saying, what if it's somebody that we already know that is now pretending to be Elias? And so Kevin Owens, what if it turns Kevin Owens down a psychological rabbit hole?
Yes.
Like this could go, this is long-term storytelling maybe.
Yeah. What if
it breaks Kevin Owens?
It's so rare to see good long-term storytelling in WWE that if they do this right, it'll be excellent.
Yes, and I don't need a countdown clock for it.
Right.
If they have a countdown clock to Elias' performance, I'm going to throw up.
I got the over on them having a countdown for Elias.
Yeah, they're going to do it, aren't they?
They're going to do it, yeah.
They're going to have a countdown to Elias's performance.
Yes, yeah, they will.
I like to walk with Elias. You ever listen to him on Spotify?
Oh, man, no.
No, he actually has. He dropped an album.
Oh, I know.
Listen to it. It's all right. because the truth of the matter, the history, the behind-the-scenes thing is Elias or Ezekiel or whoever people are, but Elias, originally he was a musician and a legit musician before he went into wrestling. So when he came out and played the guitar and whatnot and recorded the song, like, he's actually playing. And I mean, it's almost like a bluesy Southern, you know, it's real bluesy to me, you know, but go check it out. We'll talk about that next week. Like you got to hear some of his music. We'll have to put some fire and trash on the Elias playlist because one of his songs was actually made it to my everyday playlist. I'll say it.
Yeah.
So no, that right there is, I mean, it's because fire. It's fire. And because of the Elias storyline and add that with the Seth Rollins storyline, you know, like, it's been okay without Roman and the title. Yeah. Yeah. They're filling the space and the attention.
Well, and that's the thing too, is Raw has a mine. Like, if you take away the bloodline, Raw has the way bigger star power than SmackDown does, you know, a lot more.
So you got Riddle, you got Cody, you got Seth, you got Randy Orton, you got Street Profits.
Yeah,
you got
Elias,
you got KO, you got Becky, you got Bianca. Like, holy cow! Saying it out loud really nails it home.
Well, I mean, Hell in the Cell proved it. I mean, it was literally every match was a Raw match. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, they didn't even announce a SmackDown match until what, the week of the show?
It was it was like 2 days before or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that. And by the way, WWE, that's trash.
That's trash.
That's trash. You know how much money Fox? If I was Fox right now, I'd be mad. Legitimately mad.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. Also weighs into what my trash of the week is. But we'll, again, foreshadowing, we'll get to that later. So, all right. Well, then what's your, what's some final notes on Raw so we can put Raw to bed?
Some final notes. Like I mentioned it before, Rhea's promo calling out Bianca was excellent.
It was
excellent. I mean, I felt like she was staring into my soul and just, you know, like, Imagine this, though.
Imagine this. Both her and Priest have had some of their best promo work ever.
Yeah.
And we all know Finn Balor, he could teach people how to do promos.
Yeah.
Now these three get to have promos against and with Edge. Again, yeah. I'm saying he could teach them and put them over more being their adversary than right next to him.
Yeah, no, that definitely adds more appreciation to the turn for sure. And of course, we have Veer Mahan.
Oh, I didn't want to talk about it.
Well, he's always fire. I mean,
he's always fire. No, yo, Veer Mahan is always fire. But I will say this.
Poor Ray.
Something now. Give me something. Because yeah, now it's like I'm sitting here trying to tell people how fire Veer Mahan is, and every week they like, didn't I see that last week?
Yeah.
Didn't I see that? Like Ray who?
Yeah.
What? Dominic what? fire. He's still fire. I'm still rolling with my boy.
Oh, yeah.
But give me something, please. Give me something.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, the classic Lunchables, we all know what they are. 24/7 title, The Miz, Omos and MVP.
It's wait, like, was this the week we saw Miz with his pants down?
Yeah.
Or was that? Oh, bro, that's why I skipped over it. I ate 5 Lunchables. The whole balls comment, the whole balls back and forth with Maurice and everything, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, no, that was last
cringy. Week. Was that last week?
Yeah, yeah.
It made me so disinterested that now I don't even remember what The Miz did this week.
But
I'm out.
And anytime someone clowns on The Miz, I'm with it though. And when they did the tiny balls chant from the crowd, I was dying.
But the problem is I'm already halfway to the fridge by that point.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So no, I no.
Yeah. Dewdrop and Nikki Trash. There's like Dewdrop's gone downhill for me. Like
for me too. One fire is her gear has gotten better.
Yes. I actually did appreciate Nikki's all black and gold as well.
I have to say that too. The villain looked
a lot better as well, but that's the extent of it though. Other than that, they're both.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Alexa Bliss and Liv being their opponents, that whole match would have just been fast forwarded.
Right. Right. I have to agree there. And I have to say this, call it a sneaky suspicion, call it a fanboy, call it hopeful dreaming and wishing, but I actually follow Wyndham Bray Wyatt on YouTube, and he has been releasing videos that hint a lot at him returning to something in some form. However, he is using in those promos the gloves of the Fiend. And in a small couple clips, you see the Fiend mask. He's also using the old pig and horse goat mask that he had the Bludgeon Brothers wearing. And I'm just saying, maybe that is the reason why Alexa Bliss still, I mean, she's changed her look, kind of changed her character look. Maybe that's why she has Lily.
Because
I've been wondering for the whole time.
Yeah.
What's the point of Lily right now? It makes no sense.
And they haven't really done much with Alexa at all.
At all? She's undefeated. She is undefeated.
No. Yes. No, I mean, she's had matches and she's been doing her thing, but it's all been to what end? You know what I mean?
I think that's where I'm at too. And I'm confused. Like, are they waiting for something?
Maybe they're just waiting for Bray. Yeah. Maybe the Fiend is coming back.
I mean, I think
even on Twitter, there's been a lot of talk about Bray Wyatt and this, that, and the other. So you may be onto something there.
I honestly think he's coming.
Yeah.
I also have another big bold prediction, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Because I have good luck at going to pay-per-views and seeing the things that, you know, I got to see Edge return. I got to see Becky Lynch return. You know, I've seen The Undertaker show up, you know, things of that nature. But I'm saying this. I'm believing that the Money in the Bank will start with the women's Money in the Bank match. And I think, and I could be ruined this week, but I think that when they get down to the last participants in the women's Money in the Bank, I think they will do a classic thing, you know, like we do in AEW. I really like it. The Joker. You know, you don't know who the last person is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think they're going to tell us who the last person is. And I'm saying it. Take this to Vegas. Casual, take it to Vegas. Bayley returns. Wins Money in the Bank. And then later on that night, especially if Roman's not going to be there because he got pulled from all the advertisements weeks ago. But I think she wins it and then cashes in that night and walks out of Las Vegas, your new one of the WWE Women's Champions.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm all in.
That's bold.
It's bold.
That's bold.
What do you think? You want to go in with me?
I think it's possible. I'm not going to go anything in on Bayley until I see her. It's one of those things that I've been waiting so long for that I'm just like, I'm not going to go have any expectations for it because I know it'll just disappoint me if she doesn't show up at all. So.
I think it's happening.
100%.
Because I think that that's the bold move at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Because if Roman's not going to be at the, then that means both the men's titles wouldn't be at Money in the Bank, which means that whoever wins the men's Money in the Bank doesn't have the opportunity to cash in that night.
Yeah.
So I think the actual show will be bookended by a women's title match. Whoever is in the last, if the women's title match, one of them is the last match of the night, I'm guaranteeing someone's cashing in.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think.
It also could because if Liv were to win Money in the Bank and Rhea were to beat Bianca, then Liv could go right after Rhea and that could be a quick, you know, exactly. It will be a quick way to get the crowd to pop over and over and over again. You know,
I think Money in the Bank is going to surprise people with what is beautiful about Money in the Bank is that cash in.
Yeah.
You know, once you get the briefcase, you can cash it in. And still to this day, you know, the best cash in history was Seth Rollins, you know, and they have a lot of work to do because, I mean, the last couple Money in the Banks, you know, Becky won one and they handed her, or Asuka won it, and then Becky just handed her the title because she got pregnant. And then you had another one where The Miz ended up getting the Money in the Bank briefcase from Otis and that whole debacle, you know.
Yeah.
So I think this is the year that we bring some credibility back and some excitement back to the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So, all right, anything else for Raw? Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, well then, let's steer the ship, my friend. Let's go, where else are we going?
Let's jump over to SmackDown. I'm just going to jump right into the ultimate fire of the week. The ultimate fire of the week for me. I know everyone's gonna hate. I know everyone's gonna hate this one, but Brock Lesnar is back, and yes, my fanboy is showing. Brock Lesnar, hands down, he's my favorite wrestler of all time. So, if he's in any of the promotions, I'm excited. So, Brock Lesnar being back is fire.
Brock Lesnar being back is fire. Brock Lesnar, period, is fire. However, I mean, I've been watching, you know, I got you back in, you know, after I got back in. And I had it was like 2-3 years straight. Roman, Brock. And then even this last time when they brought them back together, it was a different Brock. And it was something new still, you know?
Yeah.
But no. No.
No. I even said it at WrestleMania. The new Brock, I agree with you, is amazing, and I didn't get enough of it. It was so short-lived.
I like him back.
It was so short-lived, yeah.
Why couldn't he fight Veer Mahan?
Yeah, right? I agree. But I have a prediction that they're going to split the titles back up. And I think I think that might be, you know, SummerSlam's coming up. I think that would be perfect opportunity for them to split those titles back up. It doesn't make sense to have somebody, and then you could have Veer go against Brock for the title, you know, or
anybody really.
And then that would also be the perfect, you know, cause we all know Cody's going to be out for, I think I read somewhere it's that they said up to 9 months. So, I mean, maybe by WrestleMania, he'll be back. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I don't see, and I don't see Cody returning until WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's my prediction is he comes to WrestleMania. But that would be perfect if Brock had the Raw title, you know, and Cody could go against Brock, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Brock, man. It's not Brock, mean. It's Brock and Roman.
Yeah. No,
that's what kills me.
That's fair. But yeah.
I popped when he came out.
WWE is, you know, they're pulling for straws, man.
You're bringing back Cena. You brought back Brock. You know, and you're giving us on average on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, you're giving us on average the same matches that we've seen for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Longer. I'll jump it right into my biggest Lunchable it's been my biggest Lunchable since before WrestleMania, Madcap and Happy. Is this really still going on?
Still.
I mean, really? Like, really? Still. Bro, this has been a feud since before WrestleMania.
I thought we had the payoff.
This is like 6 months now that we've been dealing with this same exact feud, and it's absolute ridiculousness. I mean, you mean to tell me that these two guys, Madcap and Happy, you have nothing for them? You have absolutely nothing for them besides going at it with each other? That's absolute craziness to me. I mean,
yeah, don't say it's because we're enjoying it, because we're not. I mean, it's the needle moving the other way.
Yeah, if this was some kind of feud that just made sense to keep going forever, because there are some people that they earn that fight forever chant, and I wouldn't be mad at seeing them over and over again. You know what I mean?
But, the Usos.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care how many times I see it.
Yeah.
It always makes sense, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I got to agree with you 100%. Like, and it sucks because Madcap is so good.
Well, and he, like you said, I thought we got that payoff of Happy putting him over, and, you know, like, where's the creative after that? You know, like, you had no trajectory for him after that. Like, it doesn't make sense to push someone to put him over so much and then not have anything for them. That's just, it's classic.
Like I said before, there's so many, the roster's a lot deeper than it looks on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially with NXT. So don't tell me you don't have the pieces. The pieces are there. You're just not choosing to use them.
Exactly.
You know, that's why Sasha Banks is gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bottom line, that's why Moxley's gone. That's why Bryan's gone. You know? Come on, be better. Be better.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to be the pinnacle, the bar for what professional wrestling is supposed to be, and you're lowering that bar every week. So
yeah.
And consistently, I mean, AEW has not been absolutely amazing the past few weeks either, but they're still consistently better than WWE.
Right. And 100%.
So it's like you said, like, do better, because we've been here for a long time as fans, and you know, we not only do we expect better, but we deserve it too, because you know, like
100, you know, and that goes like another person, you know, that has so much potential, huge fan of. I know, like I said, I was a huge fan, even if they repackaged him when they brought him to the main roster, give him a manager. I don't care. I'm in. L.A. Knight, you know, Max Dupree. And just like the horrible Lacey Evans nonsense and the Dewdrop and the Nikki Trash, you know, and the Mad Cat. What are they doing? Like, they brought him out, had the lights out. Like, it's already so bad enough, a really corny deal anyways, you know, the model agency nonsense, all that. But at the same time, bruh, like, come on.
Yeah.
I was actually looking forward to that part of the show. I was like, okay, who's he going to bring out?
Yeah, me too.
And then nothing, you know, and you know, you can't tell me you don't got the people. Can't tell me that.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
That's not even, that's not even the question. The question is, can they use the tools that they have? And I mean, it's classic. Like you said, people like Adam Cole, you know, Kyle O'Reilly, all of these guys who decide not to renew their contract with WWE and leave. It's because clearly there's not creative's not doing their job. You know what I mean?
You know, just like, you know, Ruby Soho sitting, I mean, we're not even the biggest fans of Ruby, but I mean, she sat in catering for so long getting a paycheck, and these people are getting paid. These people are getting paid that we don't see on TV. You know what I'm saying? And don't tell me that the only thing you can do is parade them out for the 24/7 title. You know?
Yeah.
Dijakovic, T-Bar, you know, like, this is a phenomenal athlete. Yeah, casual, that's how you say it. Dominic Dijakovic. If you have not seen the match between him and Keith Lee at NXT TakeOver Portland, that will educate you on how good Keith Lee and Dominic Dijakovic, a.k.a. T-Bar, are. And
Keith Lee's another one.
I'm like, why? He keeps coming out, and I'm like, oh, man, that's just waste, yeah. You know? And so, they need to utilize their tools a little bit more, and especially in this time period where we do usually have this after WrestleMania, you know, a stagnant time, because, I mean, we got the holidays, 4th of July, Memorial Day, summer, all that, you know. There's already a natural dip in viewership and this and that. However, don't, like I said before in the beginning of the show, don't insult the people that are actually emotionally invested, that are actually paying attention, that are actually carrying you through your slow and dead time.
Yeah.
You know? Be better. Be better. What else we got?
Be better. I mean, there's definitely highlights, you know what I mean? Like Pat McAfee, the man is, he is a godsend to SmackDown. Like, he absolutely... he helped make the show better, and the promo that he cut yesterday was,
he made me care about Baron Corbin for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. And he made me listen. So it's like, the man is absolutely a gem for SmackDown. You know what I mean? So, and he's already on the permafire list. I just have to, every time he does something as good as he did last night, I just have to say something about it.
Excited to see him back in the ring.
Yeah.
He good. He does work. And that's what got me.
Yeah.
We get back in the ring. Can that happen at Money in the Bank, please?
Right.
Please, right? Can I see Pat McAfee live? I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. Wow.
And then the Riddle and Roman match was actually really good.
Fantastic.
Aside from even if you took Brock Lesnar out of the situation, for me, the match itself was absolutely great. Like, and that just goes back to us talking about Riddle before. I mean, he's just improved so much. You know what I mean?
The timing of the spear from the jump off the ropes. Wow, Roman saved that because he almost went too early. At the very last second, he stuttered. And man, that looked like, I will say one bit of trash out of that. There's one bit of trash I feel like got overlooked.
Yeah.
Somebody kicked out of the RKO.
Yeah, but Randy didn't do it though.
Trash. I know. You know what? That's the only thing that saved it for me. Was that I had to literally say it out loud. No, that wasn't Randy Orton.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, someone kicked out of the RKO. But that match, the timing, the storytelling, the big spots and the big moves were absolute fire. Fire. In every way. What else you got for... Because I thought SmackDown wasn't all that bad, to be honest. But since we're already here, you know, we already talked about it once.
What's some fire you got? What's some fire that you thought from it then?
Here's what I did is I had some friends of mine over at the house. We'll call them RJ, you know. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let you guys take the first half of the show or first bit, you know, that we watched. And I let them write down fire and trash. I haven't seen this list. I just said here. I explained how we do it, and that's what we got. So I'm just going to go into it.
All right, right on. Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. So first one, Vince, trash. We covered that. We'll let them have that, though, because, you know, hey, Riddle. They're like Riddle, the Riddle spots. They flat out say all the Riddle spots. Absolute fire. Corden, it looks like Corden, here's what he said. He looks over, he says, it looks like Baron Corbin raided some hipster's closet again.
Yeah.
Pure trash. Pure trash.
That's classic Corbin.
The guy in the sign, in the crowd, there's a crowd, someone in the crowd that had a sign that said, Corbin loves well-done steaks, and at you and me are chefs. That's fire.
That's a fire sign for sure.
By the way, at the place I'm working now, you want to know something funny? If you order a well-done steak in the computer and the ticket prints up in the back to the cooks, you want to know what it says?
What?
Wrong. That's how it prints up. It says ribeye. Wrong. Anyways, yeah, that's for all you well-done steak eaters out there. Cook that at home, okay? Or go to Applebee's where they have Chef Mike. That's the microwave. And they were like, Corbin and Madcap Matt, just the Lunchable, flat out Lunchable.
Yep.
Corbin having any more mic time. Trash. But then that's when Pat spoke up and that no notes were taken because this was their first time seeing Pat McAfee doing something. And so that's when they got really, really fired. Let's see. The start of this tag team match with intros was a total Lunchable and seemed to be a drag out, which is garbage. Yeah, the tag team match. The fact that here's what happened. It took almost two commercial breaks to get it all out there.
Yeah.
I agree there. I actually like matches. I like some, I like the shows sometimes starting with no intros and just the wrestlers in the ring because AEW does that and it works just fine. It works just fine. And then they got to, this is where they checked out. And this is another trash of the week. He's on the perma-trash list. The permanent trash. Like, he's almost so far on the perma-trash, like, this is the kind of thing where you go looking for that, missing, Atari game in a landfill somewhere in a mile squared. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but shanky, stanky leg, shanky, spanky.
Him dancing.
Go away.
Oh,
Get Come off on. My TV. Get off. I'm saying I'm lit. I'm lit. I'm mad. You know, no, stanky, shanky, whatever. Get off my TV screen. Off of it.
Trash.
Like have a parade of dumpster trucks, garbage trucks. Have them parade around. And every time pick you up, put you in one, compact it, and then spit it out and put it in the next one and do it again. Okay? Like, I can't even, bro, I'm mad. This is the first time I think that one of us has actually gotten legitimately heated. Like, this ain't even go away heat. This is, I want to actually, the fiend, light you on fire. I want Eddie Kingston to toss me a gas can. And light my TV on fire because I feel insulted by what I am watching. I'm embarrassed. I cover my cat's eyes when Stanky Leg comes on the TV.
Yeah, I agree. 100% trash.
It was so trash that I got the main event spoiled for me because we stopped watching at that point. Like, it was just uninterested.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, just pulled you out of it completely.
You know, after court, you have Corbin, you have Madcap, then you got Stanky, Stanky, Wanky. No. And so, yeah, like, no. I got it out. I feel better now. I feel all better. Right, feel better? Just a little mad. All right. But, yeah, that's where it's at, you know. And, you know, like we touched on the main event, you know, obviously, you know, I mean, it was a great match. It was a great match. And yeah. It was, I appreciated that it was one clean. That was a big plus for me. Because then that means whatever happened after the bell, you know, that's, it's all right. But yes. Overall though, WWE, come on, be a little better, please. Just yeah, a little please. Bit better. You know, take care of the actual fans watching every week. Period. All right. Dynamite.
I loved it this week.
I don't have much to say about it because when I'm watching Dynamite or Rampage for that matter, I don't take notes anymore. I'm so entertained and invested that I'm enjoying and naturally enjoying everything that happens. I retain a lot of it, you know?
It's almost got, I mean, because it's gotten to the point where my fire outweighs my trash so much that it's more, I'm just reviewing how great the show was.
I have no Lunchable breaks for AEW lately.
Yeah, I don't either. And very, very little fire or very little trash.
And Raw alone gives me like 4.
Yeah, easily. Yeah,
there's
the
problem. There's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Big fires from this week on Dynamite. Sammy rejoining Jericho. I'm all for it. Yeah, finally it gives us a reason to care about Sammy again. I mean, I've told
as a heel too. Yeah,
exactly. And I've told you and the listeners many times before, I'm a huge Sammy fan. Like regardless of what he's doing with Ty, you know, like Sammy
is Ty away, please. Can just get I don't care that they're engaged. I don't care that they're married.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Can I have Ty Conti her own gimmick again?
Please? Yeah, 100%.
It didn't work with Seth and Becky. It sure as heck ain't working with Sammy and Ty. And no, I just want to take because she was one of my, you know this, she's been one of my, I understand that she needs more work in the ring and whatnot, but she's been one of my favorites in AEW. Yeah. And I remember last time I've really seen her do anything that wasn't related to Sammy Guevara. And I agree with you, Guevara, it doesn't matter what he does, he has me checked out before the ring, but don't miss Sammy Mack. Same thing with Hobbs's partner, Starks.
Ricky Starks, yeah.
In the ring.
Yeah,
you cannot miss what they do.
Yeah, 100%.
Fire.
Also, we have Murderhawk Lance Archer joined the JAS as well.
Yeah.
This faction is becoming huge, and it's like
NWO-ish.
That's literally It's the wars again, man. You got JAS versus the Blackpool Combat Club, man. It's great. I love it. These two factions battling it out are so much fun to watch every time, you know.
Yeah, Yuta getting back to the States, I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Will Ospreay is awesome.
Yeah, I'm
a huge fan. The match he put on with Dax Harwood was a clinic. I mean, it was one of the better matches I've seen in a long time. These guys just went spot for spot, back and forth. I mean, it was awesome to watch. And then, that match alone made the whole episode fire for me. I could go back and watch that match over and over again. So, and then Orange Cassidy coming out. He's going to be finally Orange is coming back. He's going to be
fighting for a title.
Battling Will at Forbidden Door. I'm with it. I'm excited. I am a huge fan of Orange Cassidy also, so that match will be awesome. Then you had John Moxley calling out Tanahashi.
Yep.
Which I think will be an amazing match, but it was funny. I thought it was fire, but I love it how, like, it just proves to me why Mox is my favorite wrestler right now, because when they're in the ring having their little call out right afterwards, when their mics are cut off and the music's playing, they basically just go, they look like they're best friends, even though they're supposed to be, you know, and then they announce that the two of them will team up against Jericho, and, you know, they like, Mox almost, he's so comfortable in knowing that he is as great as he is, that he's doesn't care whether he drops that fourth wall a little bit in the middle of the ring and, you know, talks to Tanahashi like they're best buds. You know, I love it.
Yeah. Well, he's he didn't have that in WWE. He's comfortable in his gimmick.
Yes. He gets to be himself. And that's all the fans want, is to see Mox. They don't care about anything else. So. You know,
yeah, I don't care who he fights. I don't care if he loses. I don't care if he wins. I just want to see him beat someone up.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, that's fire. Miro winning the advancement to Forbidden Door. I'm all about it.
Yeah,
he needs it. You know what I mean? We haven't seen him in.
Well, I think it was like 3. Was it 4 months?
I think it was six.
I'm
not sure what was going on, but I'm happy to see him back. Tony Storm also getting the title shot against Thunder Rosa. Love it.
Yeah.
Britt Baker putting her over. Love it. That match was absolutely awesome. One of the better women's matches I've seen in a long time. It's because, you know, so we've had this talk many times before. I won't go into it too much because we don't need to speak on it, but we know, like, Thunder Rosa is not
her title reign is trash.
Yeah. Her title reign is not great. So, I think Tony will definitely give the title a little bit more prestige, I think. So,
yes, I agree there. And I think it's the right move to put it on her.
Yeah. Jay White, also awesome. Love him. Telling both Adams that neither of them are getting a shot at his title. I love it. And the Young Bucks tag champs now. Awesome. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful. You know I was excited. You know, oh, yeah. I was excited.
100%. I mean, you know me. I am a huge Jurassic Express fan. But I think it was good timing. Honestly, they defended the title for a long time, and they're great, you know. But that ladder match was excellent. and the young – I mean, it's a textbook ladder match. That's exactly how you do a ladder match, you know, spot after spot after spot off of the ladders. They're using the ladders over and over and over again. It's just textbook. That's exactly how you do a ladder match. So
and I felt like the Young Bucks got to reintroduce themselves and remind the world how good they really are.
Yes. I mean, it's literally every time they're in the ring, you can't it can't go wrong. You know, like
don't look away. Don't look away. Yeah. You miss it that quick.
Because you'll miss it. Yeah, for sure. And then that was led to the perfect transition of Jericho turning heel. Fire. Or not Jericho, but Christian. Sorry. Christian turning heel on my fault. Not Jericho, but Christian.
I called that. And turning heel. That.
Yeah. On Jungle Boy. Yeah, it's perfect. Christian is a born heel. So it's perfect. Super happy to see it. And yeah, I mean, that was, like I said, that was like basically a review of the whole episode. And it was awesome. The fact that one of the only trashes that I have is the Wardlow match. Like I'm done. Like you're not fighting off 30 men. I don't care how big you are. Like just not.
I'm giving it a pass because I'm like I'm giving them some time now to transition into something.
Yeah, no, that's fine, and that's literally. But that's I mean that's all I really have to mention. Oh, and quick trash. Ortiz looks so bad bald. I can't. he looks so bad bald. It's
like Andrew Dawkins without a beard. Like what happened?
Yeah. It's like what happened to you, man? Like.
No, I have to agree there. My only trash really is no MJF.
Yeah, but
for whatever reason it is, I'm just saying. Like, I like MJF on my TV. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel the same way though because like I watched Rampage today, and I get to the main event. I was smoking a cig and. I hear, you know, Mark Henry, it's time. That's enough talk. It's time. I'm like, holy cow. Really? Already?
Yep.
Like, even for an hour. And I didn't even fast forward through commercials.
That hour long is just not enough sometimes.
So, I mean, I had nothing at all bad to say about Rampage, but I did have the biggest fire. And I'm going to hit up her email this week. We going after her. I got to get her on the show. I mentioned her when I went to Prestige Wrestling in Portland and saw her perform. Willow Nightingale. Oh, man. And when I was watching Rampage and I didn't know who was wrestling on the show, you know, I see, you know, I kind of check out during the TBS championship because, I mean – I know that there's no one that can beat Jay Cargill. It sure as heck ain't happening on TV. but when I saw Willow's music hit and saw her on the big, I gotta say, man, you know, I've been looking, you know, following a lot of independent promotions over here on the West Coast and literally Mia Yim and Willow, and Taya Valkyrie for that matter have been with, Maki Ito and a couple of the other guys that AEW has brought over to work there. That's why right now all these shows that we're getting to see over here in these independent scenes is because of AEW, and those people are not only are performing on his show for some reason or another, but they are allowed to book all. It's basically just like you do in music, you know, get a main show somewhere. Oh, I'm going to be out there for a week. Book a whole string of shows. And that's what they're getting to do. And Willow Nightingale has been putting in the work on the independent scene. Bro, I got to send you. She's been wrestling dudes. And that girl's a lot stronger than I thought. Her in-ring work, she's just so multi-talented. And in reality, I want to see her involved in a little trio, you know, against, you know, with Athena and the other, I forget the other girl, was it Statlander? I like that. I like it.
I like that too.
I mean, Willow is, and she's got me over already with her in-ring work and with her toughness. Cause like I said, I almost watched her. I swear she almost died. Okay. She landed on her face, rope broke. It was a horrible malfunction and she got up and finished that match, went straight to the merch table afterwards with a goose egg under her eye, you know, and she, immediately understood what WTFW stood for. She, you know, yeah. So we're going to email Willow, see if we can't get her on the show. And, you know, get her story now, because I'm saying it, that because it's not WWE, it's AEW, she has a shot at reaching that next level. And yeah. I'd be really happy for that, because I want to see her on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's fire. This was one of, like, I'm a huge Jade fan. I think, you know, like you, like she's like a female Goldberg, you know, just untouchable on this run of like undefeated. And, you know, it's not really believable that anybody in AEW right now can beat her until you had Athena show up, which just gives a little bit of believability there. And then this match with Willow, I mean, this is the first time I think ever that I've seen Jade struggle to win the match. You know what
and
I mean?
And I give her credit for that. That means Jade is getting better at selling.
Oh yes, 100%.
And it's making her matches better.
I mean, we all have to remember that this was her 33rd match ever in professional wrestling. She's only wrestled 33 times. So, I mean, you got to give it to the woman. She's doing great things. So,
Rhonda.
Oh man. Yeah, I didn't even touch on Rhonda because, you know.
No, we're not gonna do it this time.
It's not necessary. I mean, yeah.
That's our Lunchable break. Yeah, that was our Lunchable break. Yep.
She said, "Oh man, the whole promo with Shotzi and."
Oh no.
Yeah, it's just she's just awful still. I can't. That's all needs to be said. She's just terrible.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm embarrassed to even talk about it. Yeah. Greatest of what? Again, Mox versus John Moxley, you know. I said it in our last episode, Dante, man. I mean,
yeah.
Look, I'm telling everybody, look out for this kid, man, because he's only 21 years old and his in-ring work is amazing.
Amazing.
This guy, I mean, he's got so far to go. You know, he's got so much room to grow. So I'm excited because I think ultimately he will end up being one of the really, really good ones to watch. So
yeah, Dominic, take notes.
Right. Anything Hookhausen, again, they're permafire right now.
Fire. Anything Danhausen, fire.
Yes, I mean,
Are you recording here? Are you recording here? Okay. Well, hey, what's going on here? Yeah. Oh, wait, I guess that's it. Okay, back to you then. No.
Yeah, he's great. Max Caster's raps. I mean, come on. They just keep getting better and better. Fire. When he said, I had something to say, but somebody made me sign an NDA. Oh, man. Just throwing shots at me. Woo. That one.
Dude, their whole crew with the ass
Billy Gunn now.
It's hilarious.
It's
how the ass boys can't figure out what city they're in.
Yeah, right. It's fun. It's fun gimmick. Yeah, it's
Generation X all over again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. MJF made that comment about how Tony Khan should just be on the other side of the guardrail, this, that, and the other. But I mean, at the same time, that's why he's good, because he's able to pull from those old experiences of what he saw when he used to watch. And, you know, now he's using those things to, you know, bring back the old glory. And I love it. So, mm-hmm. And then, Darby Allin's selling is just, it might be the best selling in wrestling at all right now. Like there, I can count more times than on my hand how many.
It's your cat this time.
That's my cat this time. What? Be quiet. I can't tell you how many times I thought this man was dead on the floor.
Yeah, I can't tell when it's a bump, when it's safe, or when it's a botch. And I can't tell
one way or the other. And that's why he is amazing at what he does. Those suicidas through the ropes, man. It's
I wait for it now. I'm waiting for it to come.
It's to that point where it's almost like, it's bound to happen one time where he just – he messes himself up good. And
I think I watched Darby Allin match. It is the same reason why some people watch NASCAR. It's not the race you're watching. You're waiting for the wreck.
Yeah, 100%. So,
I mean, I want people to be safe and all that, but I'm just saying – the way he wrecked – I mean, I'm not even going to say reckless anymore because now I understand, no, it's calculated.
Yeah. No, he knows exactly what he's doing.
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
It's fire.
So fast.
Absolute fire. Yeah.
He shoots through those ropes like a lawn dart.
It's a cannonball for sure. And then my final fire, I think, of, you know, Sting's back, baby. And – anytime Sting's in the ring, I'm happy. So, fire.
Welcome back, Sting.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And you know what? Welcome back to us.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, all this means is now we, in order to catch up so we time our episodes right with next year's WrestleMania, we might have to do a special show somewhere along the line. Now we have room to do a show in the middle of the week. Maybe we'll just drop some, you know, like Drake dropping an album at midnight, you know. By the way, I'm reviewing that album. We'll talk about that in the next one. I think I got it. I'm not a happy man over here. Not a happy man. I'm emotionally invested. Don't give me trash. But no, we are back. Get at us at WTFW Trash on Twitter. The email will be dropping this week, so that way all week long people can send us their trash and fire lists so we can put them right here on air. I think that's it. We got it. And you know what? We did it all in one shot. Yeah, take that.
Yeah, right?
Even with a difficulty in technical prowess.
It's never difficult for us, Doug.
We probably have some background noise, you know, from my cats, your cats, Mrs. Kanye Twitty, you know, putting in fires every time I said Cody Rhodes' name, you know. But
like you said, though, I mean, this is live, man. We do this live and uncut.
Uncut. Shout out to Memphis Mark. He's really been. I mean, I'm getting a lot. He's making me interested in the Twitter because, man, he's constantly out there. He picked up the AEW review show. Go check that out. You know, you got Ritter over there with the SmackDown review show.
The whole WWE podcast.
The boss too, man. Man, you're doing a good job.
Listeners, everyone listening, you know, shout out to all you guys too.
And yeah, like out we in said, Africa, Israel,
everyone listening, man. Thank you guys for listening and giving us your input. And you know, like Kanye said, that we will take anybody's trash list and put it on air. You give it to us, we will address it. So,
yep. Even if it's real life trash.
Yeah.
It don't have to be wrestling. It could be real life trash mixed with red. We don't care. You know, you have some trash experiences? Tell us about them. We want to know.
Right,
we got more for show. We're gonna transform because we're like Seth Rollins. We're constantly evolving. But for now, I think we're good.
I think we out, man. Thanks, everybody.
All right, deuces, y'all. We will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEpodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWEpodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.